You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug in mother plugger. Go plug yourself.
Normally I just get up and go to the bar, but...
Well, we're in our alternate recording location, which I don't know if we're allowed to say the name of for legal reasons.
No, let's not.
There we go. We're in another place.
Yeah.
On Bishop Street.
Close proximity.
We decided to cut... I feel like we cut in line of the usual media process. Instead of being like, let's talk to people about shows, we're like, let's talk to people about people who do shows. Today
we have two of Just for Laughs.
Nice intro.
Public relations people, people that I both like. They make my day job easier, and I make their day job harder.
Okay. So tough questions though.
Talar Adam,
Danny, Danny
Payne.
Do you love Walter?
We're acquaintances.
I hear
That's
otherwise.
A lie.
Talar's like, that's a lie.
Danny, here's my intro question. When did you start writing notes on bananas?
When did I start? What? So I wish I had the headphones on. I was waiting for my drink order, and I wasn't listening to you, Walter. I asked,
when did you first start writing on bananas?
When did my banana writing career kick off, you mean?
Yes.
Well, that would have been back in London. Possibly around
they have bananas
2002.
In they get over there?
Do they get over there?
Bananas
get over there. We invented them, mate.
All right.
See how he says it, though? No, they invented bananas.
They invented bananas.
Bananas.
I'm not talking about bananas, though.
Talk about bananas. North American bananas.
Danny's only been here for like 5 minutes. He's always talking about bananas and blanch beer.
I'm going to get my coat. I'm off.
All right.
Hey, what's this pub
Why
called?
Are you wearing a coat? It's so warm and humid. It's too British people.
It's not warm
how
enough.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Have you ever done one of these before? These
nope.
Podcasting? Danny's been on before.
Danny's a pro.
Talar loves my bananas. Can we just move back to that? My banana puts a smile on Talar's face every morning in the office.
Yes.
Do you write on everyone? Is there a message on everyone?
Yes.
There's a message on the banana, and it's a personalized message. Wally loved my banana the other day.
I wouldn't say love is the right word.
I think it was like lusted after
sure.
my banana.
Okay.
And I think you made a crude comment.
It wasn't crude.
It was
ambiguously crude. I think Lisa interpreted it. Lisa interpreted it as being vulgar.
you want to share?
What was it? It's so stupid. It's like...
He said, he commented by saying... I got his banana right here.
It was like he said something stupid and something said something about your banana, and I said, I got your banana right here. It was just really...
Which
like,
is crude.
What? It's not crude. It's about a fruit.
Stop talking about fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you had said cucumber, then whoa.
Oh, yeah. Let's not say things we can't take back. I mean...
So how are you guys doing? This is going to go up July the... What day is it today?
Today's the 4th.
This is going to go up July 11th. So you guys are going to be...
July 11th.
Now, Talar, who's going to be on the gala you're hosting?
That I'm hosting?
Yeah, which night is that on, by the way? Wait a minute.
It's on August 1st.
Yeah. Immediately after the festival's
exactly.
over.
Exactly.
It takes place in your apartment. The audience is a glass of Bordeaux.
Actually, it's a glass of Jameson.
Oh. In a wine glass, though, so it's still glassy.
That's how you drink.
Swishing around your Jameson.
I had to breathe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's pretty much my gala.
And we had to get you guys, I guess, now because your lives are about to go into full-blown craziness.
It already has.
Already has.
And we took time from our hectic schedule to be here.
Yes.
Very well, thank you, my love.
We did order.
Yeah, those are coming.
Yeah.
Very right. good.
Great.
Thank you.
And, I was double-checking this.
Excuse us for that brief
very, very basic
commercial break.
FYI, Keith isn't good at edit none of this.
No.
It's going to be so good.
What I like is that we've now had our order of... four beers, two of which are the same. Double checked. Like, is everything cool? Okay.
Yeah. Well, what do you want? The place is packed.
And I don't know what's taking so long. We ordered beers. There's pints.
The guy seemed very confused by our order.
Anyway. In general.
I love this. Moaning about the service. Cutting away. But when they come back, I bet we were like, oh, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah,
here's
exactly. Oh, thank you.
So you guys had like
one on that beer.
Classic.
Can we get back to business, please?
Sorry.
You know, you've at least sat in on these podcasts, and you are fully aware that.
And I know exactly how it goes. And my goal today is whip you guys into shape.
I've been trying so hard to keep this thing on the rails.
Is Talar going to represent us? Fingers crossed.
Or Danny.
Oh, I was thinking Talar.
I was thinking that too, actually, which is the funny part. We were both thinking that at the exact same time.
Lisa
could be good.
We'll work our way up to Lisa.
At some point,
you could go for Annex Communication.
In the room,
which is
this undying love between Walter and Danny.
I tried to bring that up, question one, and I said, "How much do you love Walter?" And he was like, "Not a lot."
No, I had to play it cool because it's the love that dare not rear its name.
Danny,
rear its name.
You want to know
its ugly name?
You want to know a strange, but true. And very unsettling fact. Something this weekend, I was up at the country this weekend celebrating my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you, sir. Just here too. And you actually, and you came up in conversation. Like I spent a good 5, 10, 15 minutes
from friend of the show, Bones Malones,
talking about you.
Bones Malones.
I was up in the country this weekend with Bones Malones.
He's one of the curry munchers.
He's one of the what now?
He's one of the curry munchers.
Oh,
did he not?
That sounds racist.
Yeah, that sounds really racist.
How can that be raised? That is weird in your head, guys. It's a harmless group of four or five lads. Thank you very much.
You.
Four or five gentlemen that go out for the odd curry.
Okay.
And
odd
we
curry.
Call ourselves the Curry Munchers. And Bones Malones is one of the
guys. Does he know that? Does he know that you call himself that?
In fact, he gave himself a nickname. I think he called himself Chapati.
Chapati?
Yeah,
no,
I was
racist.
I was Dan Zach. And there's a couple of other guys, and it's a great night.
Now, before you go out for this curry, do you go out for some LSD beforehand? Is that what's
I think like? Bones might have been stocked up. Bones is the guy that stocks up for all of us on that front. How do you know Bones, by the way?
Oh, I've told you about this before.
Have you?
This will be a good story for you, Talar.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't wait to hear the story.
This is going to be an amazing story for Talar. So this guy that we're talking about, I don't know if you've met him.
Do you know Bones Malones?
Very talented musician.
It's called Nick.
Nick Claudio, good guy.
Deepest, growliest voice ever.
Yes.
Makes Tom Waits sound like, take that.
He's played music with Nick Raz from the Bikaza. Nick Raz is my girlfriend's brother.
Okay.
And we're all friends, and it's awesome. Anyway, and it's the whole NDG crew, and it's the best.
And we all went up to a cottage. I left early, and I'm the only one who didn't get sick.
Yeah, I made six out of seven people sick.
With food or
no, just I was cold.
He was like, "Thanks for coming, guys." Just like coughing directly on everybody.
So here's something to take home with you.
Yeah, exactly.
So Bones here, one time we went actually this past winter we went ice fishing one morning.
Right.
And we're in a car.
That's a really long story.
I'll snap it up. We're in a car and Bones starts talking about. He's like, he was with his sister, I think. You know Bones through his sister?
Yeah, his sister's boyfriend.
Yeah, he's like, I was with my sister last night.
Talar started to switch off here, guys. We got to reel it back in, by the way.
This story's for Talar's sake.
Yeah, go on, Talar. Join him. Come back.
So this guy, Bones, starts saying, he's like, yeah, I was with my sister last night, and a friend of hers, there's this English guy. And he starts telling this humorous anecdote about this English guy, whose name he can't remember. And he starts doing his impersonation of this guy, and how this guy, this weird English guy, was dumbfounded about something that somebody had made with their hands. And Bones starts going into this anecdote about, he's like, yeah, so this English guy was freaked out by this. He's like, I never mind nothing. And we thought that was so hilarious, but then like, I was listening to the way he was doing this impersonation, and I'm like, that sounds a lot like Danny. I'm like, but there's no chance that this guy, the guy that he's imitated, could possibly be Danny, right? And then he said something else about him. He was involved with music or something. I'm like, the guy's named Danny? So, and I was able to know that he was talking about you just by him replicating your accent.
But this is the story that I heard, and the story that I heard is way funnier.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no other story.
There absolutely is a story that involves a billboard and Danny Payne.
Yeah, let's not talk about that one.
Exactly. Where you absolutely were there. You were like, Danny Payne is living a Friends storyline.
Oh, I think it was.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was very inebriated. I was inebriated.
You were very
in that conversation.
Like, Walter was so funny. This weekend we went up there. Walter got so drunk so fast. Like we were all like pacing ourselves. Like okay, it's like a day at a cottage or whatever. Walter just like.
But it was his birthday.
It was his birthday, but he like hit the ground running and then was like, I gotta go to bed. And it was like 3 in the afternoon.
And I was sick.
And you were sick. He did come back later, but it was like his girlfriend was like so cute. She was just sort of like, he just gets really excited when it's his birthday. Aww. And everybody's like, you're here to celebrate
adorable.
Him.
Adorable.
And then he like overdoes it. And like he'll just sleep it off and he'll come back. And he did.
And I had these weird cold pills that came in the form of like. Of like dry herb I actually smoked instead of taking as exactly. pill form, so it was weird, you know.
Exactly. Also, the weird pills that they were like little.
So
they looked
weird.
Like little
it
squares of paper, and they had little like.
Weird pills. Way too many. Yeah.
No, no, but you know the
LSD up.
You know
now.
The no the
smoking exactly. some kind of cough medicine. Yep.
So I was gonna say
your cough medicine.
No, the cough medicine that they look like little square papers with like Superman symbols on.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the little square papers, and you put them on your tongue, and they dissolve.
On your tongue, and they sort of dissolve.
They help out tons.
I think Buckley makes it.
The Buckley paper tabs.
Buckley paper tabs.
We are dealing with someone who smothers himself in cough medicine just for the high.
Exactly. I came in today with cough medicine all over my hands. I was like Robitussin licking my hands. It was awesome.
So is this like the first year of this little comedy festival you guys are working with? Or?
Yeah, it's a very small festival.
Yeah.
No one's ever heard
underground.
Of it.
Underground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty.
A lot of prop comedy, I hear.
Kind of it's like make or break this year.
A couple of mime acts.
it's good because we're.
This is 31 though, right?
This is 31.
Okay, now agree or disagree. Toronto's like JFL 24 or whatever.
42.
What fucking fuck you? What the hell is that? You just. Or JFL 22. No, it's not. It's like it's 8. Like in Toronto.
I'm going to do a little replay on Keith's interview saving right there. Guys, agree or disagree, okay? JFL 42, fuck you.
No, I think
agree
it was...
Agree or disagree.
I mean, you're just throwing a number...
Fuck you.
Yeah, I think you're just throwing a number on the end of it. Like, and I was like, is that the 22nd one? No, it's not. It's just 22 acts. Okay.
It's actually 42.
42 acts. You're not getting the number right here.
They want a bigger number than Montreal. They're just like, dude, what? They're at 31. We're at 42. No, you're not Toronto. You're lying. You just have 42 shows.
The numeric designation that they threw on the title did seem a little strange at first.
Yeah. Right.
I imagine it took some getting used to.
Well,
because they haven't had 42.
Talal's about to explain why.
No, I'm not going to explain anything because we're not involved.
But please explain it and do some PR for this festival that you're not involved with.
When I heard it, I thought it was way cooler than what it was.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was JFL 42 and it was going to be all these young comedians and it was the future. Like, it was going to be as though, like, it's the JFL of 2026.
Only comics under 42.
No, but you know what? Like, and you all have, like, 20-something comic, 20-year-old comics or whatever, and it's like, these are the guys who are going to be... Like, I know, when I saw JFL 42, I was like, oh, it's this weird concept thing.
Right.
And it's the, like, the JFL of 2026 or some shit.
Right.
Which I thought would have been way cooler.
I'm about to disappoint a lot of people, and by people, I mean you guys.
You know you can never disappoint me.
You have nothing to do with it. It's fine. That's why you can disagree loudly.
I don't even know how to explain it. All I know is... it's very different than what we do here.
Yeah,
Should we call Lisa?
I don't think Lisa knows more than I do.
Can we get her on Skype?
Can we get Lisa? Can we Skype Lisa? Patch your soundboard
in.
Patch her in. Patch her in. Patch and Lisa. We're talking about Lisa Lee. who
she's the PR queen bee of Montreal.
With?
In conclusion, though, you guys can...
With.
Okay.
It's with. Good job.
You guys can save me.
I am not her assistant, as many people think I am.
You're her daughter.
That's why I said with.
Nor am I her daughter.
No. Everyone thinks you're her daughter.
For the record,
that was the first
I'm
thing
not
I thought,
daughter.
Too.
You're not. We went
people think Talal's
Lisa
Lisa's
ever
daughter.
Refer to you as her daughter?
No.
Sometimes she does. When Talal's not around.
I think Danny's going to be in trouble now because you should have been sisters, but you went mother-daughter? That's not going to reflect well on you, sir.
The whole thing comes from we went to Global for this interview with Michael Mando.
And, friend of the show, Michael Mando.
Friend of the festival.
And a friend of the festival. So we went to this interview, and one of the guests on the show was a mother-daughter artist team, I guess.
Okay.
And so the PA comes in and starts wrangling the artist to start an interview.
PA stands for production assistant.
What does wrangling
mean?
Fun
fact.
Wrangling means getting someone and bringing them somewhere else,
okay.
Basically.
It's all this industry
fancy
talk.
Fancy showbiz terms.
PA wrangling.
Exactly.
Go on.
Green room.
Okay. So she seems all stressed out and in a hurry. So she comes to stand next to me.
Who was stressed? Lisa?
No, the PA.
Lisa's never stressed.
Lisa's never stressed.
Never.
So she comes to me and Lisa and says, okay, so is this your daughter? Pointing to me.
What? Lisa should have rolled
Lisa
a bit.
In her poise was explained to her that no, that I'm not her daughter.
But she's her assistant.
And that, you know, she's looking for the other people. And in the meantime, I just burst laughing.
There's so many things wrong with that I can't even begin to, like, quantify.
She kept her composure and explained
why?
To the girls.
Why? Explain,
we
Walter,
are.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I think she'd need to be adopted.
First
adopted.
Could have been, like, a mix. Like a zany one.
She would have taken after the father.
Yeah.
I think it would have been. Would have been how that
Walter.
Was.
Walter's last name is Ling, and you can't even tell.
That's true. Where does the name Ling derive from? Is that a... I was guessing Scottish for some reason, and you do look a bit Scottish.
Close enough, I do have some Scottish blood, it's Irish.
Irish?
Yeah.
You know, Ling by way of Ireland.
Ling by ways of Ireland, yeah.
The Irish, the O-Lings.
The O-Lings.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
McLing.
The McLing.
McLing, yeah.
I mean, you just dropped everything and just kept Ling. Just hung on there.
Yeah.
Good times.
It's good times.
Yeah. So beautiful touch.
And that is the
mother-daughter story.
487,000th time officially you get a prize that someone's sticking up the whole wing
thing. The first time I ever talked to you was on the phone.
Yeah, and what happened?
I thought you were a 50-year-old Asian man.
Was Walter the thing that aged me?
Yes.
Well, you wrote an article for the site being like how Walter's historically in films are just like weird creepers,
perverts,
and murderers,
losers, yeah.
And like lurder.
And then it was for the FNC 3 years ago, if you remember.
Have I ever known a Walter in a
and
film?
And then I was like, I want to know who
Walter
this guy is. I've never dealt with him. So I went
really?
On Facebook, obviously.
Bad.
Where do you go when you want to find out about someone? You go on Facebook. And then I saw your date of birth, and I was like, he's younger than me? And he's Caucasian?
Yeah, and you also, and but yeah, and man, if you would have gone on Facebook now, it would have been even weirder. And he's like, he's younger than me, and Caucasian, and apparently legally insane? Like, because, like, I mean, I think if you look back at, like, the progression of my life on Facebook over the last, like, 2-3 years, like, I think there was, like, a semblance of normalcy, like, three
right.
years ago. And now it's just, like, all bets are off.
My favorite ever was that weird picture where you're, like, you have, like, dirt smeared on your face or whatever, and it's, like, sunny in the background, you're wearing a straw hat.
It's face paint.
Face paint.
But go on.
You kind of look like a chubby member of MGMT.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good shot. I think Megan Moore took that or something. Yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's the chubby third member of MGMT.
I think I had smoked some of those cold pills in that picture.
You had it as like your profile picture?
I want to know more about how you smoke these cough pills. So did you take the pill apart, put it in rolling paper?
So, what show are you most looking forward to at the festival this year? So, I mean,
the one we see after smoking your cocktail.
There's so much.
That's going to be the best show.
This is good, though. This is good, because I really haven't checked the lineup. I checked the Comic Pro stuff,
oh, yeah.
And I checked all that, but I haven't actually checked any of the galas. So, now
so
like,
we're not PRing that, so we can't actually discuss
that. It's not our mandate.
We're not
so
being
we're not
paid
no, but
to discuss
that's great,
that,
because that's
so.
The part I know about. You can tell me about the stuff
about
I don't know
stuff.
About.
We should rename this show, It's Not Our Mandate. It's not our mandate. With
ain't our jurisdiction.
It's not our mandate.
No.
Well,
the French version will be called Spam Job.
Spam Job.
Call this.
Yeah. So what's the stuff to be excited for? Because there's no Muppets, and quite frankly,
right.
if there's no Muppets, I don't know what to do.
I think we kind of screwed ourselves with the Muppets last year, because now we can't go any better than the Muppets.
Talar just announced on the podcast she just screwed herself with a Muppet last year. I just say, I've got to say, that is the moment I've
been
waiting
last
for.
Year.
Yeah.
By the way, just Beaker, you know?
It can't get any better than that, can it?
I'm just going to edit this down to Talar saying we screwed ourselves with the Muppets last year. 5-second podcast.
Well, Cabana always has like a like does the outro and shit, and then has like a little 2-second blooper right at the end.
That could be it.
Yeah,
that could be it. What happens at Place des Arts stays at Place des Arts.
Where do you go from Muppets?
Where do you go from the Muppets exactly?
Well, you go to
Sarah Silverman. Apparently,
you go straight to Sarah Silverman, Jay Baruchel, Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Well, they got that. They brought back
that. It's a big year for Seth Meyers.
Huge. They brought back that first Muppet there that they ever introduced there. That really.
that really sort of drawn out leathery one there.
That was Chelsea Handler. That was last year.
The Joan Rivers.
I went with Chelsea Handler.
What's that?
I went with Chelsea Handler.
Nice. You were on the same right path. Yeah.
We'll cut this part out.
Right. It's fine.
We're not going to cut
this. This sounds dead end. No. Yes. Is she?
You looked at nothing on the website, eh?
Wow. I looked at the comic pro. That was it. I just looked
at the one part.
And you looked at the only part
that you guys have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Are you guys been okay?
So basically, so far you brought up Toronto.
Yeah.
We don't work on.
Not their mandate. Toronto was shitty, and then you should, if you're going to go to a Just for Last Festival, come to the Montreal one.
Okay. And then the conference, which is not about you. And we can't explain.
Surely you guys are off JFLers, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, personally, I'm very excited about a lot of the off JFL stuff.
Who are you excited about?
Well, I was looking at the list today. I mean, I'd like to go see Ryan Posehn.
First name I was thinking of there, actually.
Excellent.
I saw him last year on a Garner actually.
I wouldn't mind going to check out Kyle Kinane. What's his face? Nick Kroll. He's not part of the off-JFL. Is he just part of the regular lineup?
He's a regular.
But he's got like a late show at the Last Trail. See, look at me. Plugging shit. Just plugging shit all over the place. Boom, 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 boom.
Come on.
It's like I have a day job that I also need to write.
To be honest, Talar has emailed him all this information at some point in the last 2 weeks as well.
No, I was checking out the awesome website.
How do you like our website?
That's a good website.
It's the
Let's
best.
Talk about our website.
Is it so easy to use?
It's so easy to use. Yeah. And it's the interface and everything is so great.
Anything you're looking for, bam, it's there.
How would you rate it compared to the Fringe website, which was also...
Oh, the Fringe website was also really good, too. So I don't know. I think
you know my favorite thing about the Fringe website. Sorry, if you want to look for the show called Mr. P, and then you search it Mr. P, they're like, a search needs more than three letters, and you're like, good job website. You have a show that's only three letters. You can't fucking search for it.
Look, the fact that the Fringe has a website, I'm pretty impressed.
You should not be impressed by that.
No, that's
everything
right.
Should have a website.
I thought they'd
this
have a MySpace.
Should have its own website. All right.
They were on Friends Reunited last year. Now they've moved up.
I had a
website.
Guy. Let's get like I was an idiot a couple weeks ago in Ottawa, and not for the usual reason, but like because he was like Walter. I was doing his podcast. He's like, so what's I couldn't find your website. I'm like. Yeah. Is that a thing I'm supposed to have? So yeah. Kids, get a website. Do some bennies and get a website.
I was going to say, your podcast has a website, but you don't.
Exactly, yeah. I should have just given him the podcast website.
Walter has a great story about that podcast. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to do that? You're like the weird...
Oh, yeah. It was like I was accidentally addicted to this guy. He was like, I did a set in Ottawa, and this guy found out that I was doing a set. He's like, hey, I saw you doing a set in Ottawa tomorrow.
Like you're saying this guy or whatever. Like you're on his podcast. Like was it a bad podcast? Is that why you're not saying the name of the guy?
No, it wasn't
or the
a bad
podcast.
It wasn't a bad podcast.
You could say the name of the podcast.
His name was Tommy Fitz.
And the name of the podcast?
It was called, I forget. It was like a new podcast. It's like something with pizza. Pizza with everything
Google
on
Tommy
it.
Fitz podcast. Listen
All
to
dressed.
Walter.
All Dressed Pizza?
All Dressed. Just Tommy Fitz podcast.
That's a weird name for a podcast.
Anyway,
we just made that name up between
yeah,
us.
Yeah,
that should not be a name for a podcast.
Tommy Fitz didn't necessarily give that name to his podcast.
Anyway,
we just gave it. In fact, Wally didn't even want to say his name, so.
Yeah. I didn't think it was important to the story.
I'm just saying, you're talking about another guy's podcast. We sound like podcast douchebags if we don't, like.
We're not going to plug it. We're not being paid for plugging that.
At the end of the story,
it's not our mandate to fucking talk about other people's podcasts.
It's not called Go Plug Other People's Podcasts. So anyway, so he says to me, you want to do this podcast? He said, you want to do a podcast? And I'm like, and I wrote back to him, quote, wait, are you asking me if I want to be on your podcast? And it was an actual question. I meant it literally because I wasn't sure if he thought. Like,
maybe
was
he was
like,
asking to be on this podcast.
And then I read it back and it just read back like, are you asking me if I want to be on your podcast? I think not, sir.
Answer is no.
No.
Fuck that.
So but it's good. It's a good podcast. Yeah.
First thing I'm
going to
Google later.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Talar's going into the interview chair.
So,
let's talk about Walter's comedy career.
Okay.
He's the best comic in Montreal.
Meteoric rise.
Do you guys want to represent me? Or?
He made it on the Cult Montreal's list of best local comedians.
It's a hard list to make it on because number 10 was Beer Crotch.
Yeah. I was telling this to Danny earlier on. He's not even joking. Number 10.
Beer Crotch. Someone nobody has ever heard of or spoken about and has been headlining no shows that I've seen.
That's actually my Larry the Cable Guy like pseudonym, that like alter ego.
That's your, what's his name? Your Tony...
That's my Tony Clifton. Yeah,
it's your Tony Clifton. It's beer crotch.
It's how I'm going to get back on a couple stages in this city.
Yeah, as your alter ego, beer crotch. Beer crotch sounds like the worst prop comic in fucking history.
Can you guys tell me who this person is?
Nobody knows, but they're number 10 on the cult.
It was just like a gag answer.
Like, I think he sounds like a one-trick pony.
I think three people voted for beer crotch, and that was it.
That was enough.
So would you say would get you into the top of those?
Walter and mine's two votes didn't get our podcast on the top 10.
So it's more than two.
More than two.
So presumably Walter and his girlfriend's two votes didn't get into number five.
Okay. But I was excited to see his name on that list.
I was excited to see your name.
My name's nowhere near in that list.
I didn't say on the list.
just in general.
In his inbox. Every day.
It's a lot.
Wonder if she's sending me a picture of a banana.
I react the same way when I see Talar's name on my phone as when Danny Payne never sees my name on his phone.
That's because I can't afford caller ID.
Right.
It's
an extra $5 a month.
Is that what explains all the mass
text? No, it's not anymore at all. It's free with basically every plan.
Is it?
Should be.
Danny, we talked about this yesterday. There's a package you can get.
Like every plan.
Like every plan.
I'm going to get it one day.
I looked at your phone almost expecting to see like a Nokia 3390 or something, but it's a BlackBerry. It's like, there's no excuse.
Don't say that. Don't try and make me out to be some cool guy. I've got a flip phone.
Well, he's got an old... 1997. Humor for you guys. You guys are not into the phone humor.
But when did phones become this sort of status symbol? Phones used to be a fucking thing where you went to your friend's house, used it, and phoned someone.
I don't think it's status
symbol. You've got to be seen with this fucking cool phone.
I don't think it has anything to do with how much you want to be seen with it. I think it has to do with how much you can do on it.
That's true.
Like, I don't give a shit what my phone looks like, but I really enjoy the fact that I can, like, play games, check Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that. That's
the four biggest things you use your phone for.
Probably more than
play games, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Correct.
What about using the phone?
Email. Rarely. I avoid it if I can.
I'm still old school. I still enjoy
a phone
making
call?
Phone calls.
Yeah.
I just think it's faster to get shit done when you just pick up the phone and talk to the person.
It depends. But like, it depends on what you're trying to do.
Because this one here takes forever.
This one here, she's pointing at Walter, by the way.
Can we,
just for the sake of the
listeners. Emails.
Oh, yeah.
But what I like about it
and
is...
And most of the time, I have to send the same email four times until he actually sees it.
Yeah, pretty much the worst.
So I only Facebook message Walter.
It's just easier for me to call him on his cell phone.
To be fair, though, Walter does say, I'm sorry I ignored your email. Call me next time. He does actually... Point it out.
I've issued numerous mea culpas over the years.
And then
Walter and I
then
almost only communicate in sending each other wrestling videos at this point.
Yeah.
Like without
any explanation. It's just like, send like a video that you should watch.
By the way, before we go on, I'd just like to point out, when you use a picture for this episode, can you please just use this? Danny Payne looking like Dick Clark talking into the fucking mic right now.
Yes. There we go.
He's like the only guy that's like.
No,
he's like
it got uncomfortable.
The
headphones
got uncomfortable. The long mic with the
That's Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Yeah, you got a Bob Barker thing going on.
You could get one like that that doesn't show the bottom and it looks like this old.
He can just cut it.
Ask ask us to spay and neuter our pets.
Do you know what we're talking about, Danny?
And over to Jeff for the weather.
Are you making a vine with that?
But now I will.
It's going to be the most socially active episode.
This
is the
best example of how to use in-jokes and visual gags over a purely owl.
Let's be honest, these pictures are not going to make it on the website. They're going into Walter's personal collection.
They're going onto Walter's website in 2017.
Danny's personal collection.
Where did JFL 42.
He's going to make... When it hits JFL 47, these pictures are going to see the light of day.
Walter's now making a vine, which he discovered about a week ago.
I discovered about vine a week ago. Wow. And then people said I was old because I didn't know.
No, vine's the best. I mean, Keith saw me going a little vine crazy.
Yeah,
he
made a vine of me just sleeping, trying to sleep. While
that was a good one.
Board games.
A vine of you sleeping.
Yeah, I was trying to sleep.
I made a few of those.
I was really quite tired because I got...
this goes against everything I do because I'm a publicist and I should be, aware of all these things, but... I really think enough is enough with social media. Can we just stop it for a second and just take it
to Laura Adams, enough is enough with social media. Wow.
More quotes. More completely out of context fucking quotes.
It's like every second there's a new thing that I have to learn how to use.
Here's a really scary one I made of his girlfriend.
Yeah. This is super cool. Again, sharing visual elements on a podcast.
Exactly. This is absolutely gold radio.
Did you see this really creepy one I'm saying?
Yeah, the weird acid one.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, but it's like some work better without sound. This is the sleeping one.
This is cool. Now Talar's watching a small video of me sleeping.
Oh.
Yeah. This is podcast gold.
It's just
then I get mad.
It's good stuff.
He's actually stopped recording.
He's
now actually just stopped. You guys can shed some light upon me. Now that Instagram has video, should I even bother learning about Vine?
You shouldn't bother with either, really.
Right?
What's the thing to be bothered with, Wally?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I don't.
Yes, please, my love.
And I don't.
Can
really
I finish this one first, though, please? Thank you, my
dear. More drink orders. I don't even think that Instagram, like, I just have my Instagram hooked up to my Twitter, and I don't think, I'm always shocked when someone follows me on Instagram. I'm like, just follow me on Twitter. The Instagram photos go there. Like, I don't give a shit at all about the multiple. Like, it's, if I make an Instagram update, it goes on my Twitter and it goes on my Facebook. If I make a Facebook update, it goes on my Twitter. Like, they're all linked.
See, you just lost me.
And linking the
and about 50 listeners.
And linking the media. No, but it's like
I was never actually listening. Fuck that.
You were watching the wrestling in the corner.
Yeah. Is there wrestling in the corner?
Way too much. And it's going way too fast. Let's slow it down.
Exactly. Let's go back to MySpace, guys.
Let's slow things down for a second.
Can we ask about Twitter etiquette? Because somebody favorited a tweet of mine, and I just thought that was a cop-out because they didn't want to retweet me, but just wanted to give me a... It's like a pat on the head.
Yeah, I'm like, do your followers see that you favorited it? No, you didn't. Kevin Smith favorited one of my tweets, and I was like, cool, retweet it, Kevin Smith, you piece of shit.
Kevin Smith.
Favorited one of my tweets. He's a big deal. He's at JFL this year.
No comment.
That's what Kevin Smith said.
We have been trying to get Walter a Kevin Smith interview for like what, three years now?
I feel like one day I'm going to be 57 years old.
At JFL 57.
It's going to be JFL 57. I'm going to be like working in a steel mill or something.
But like,
a call's going to come in. The foreman's going to be like, Ling, you got a call. And it's going to be Talar. And she's going to be like, Walter, in about 20 minutes, are you okay to do like 8-10 minutes? With Kevin Smith.
I feel that he's got to
I thought he was dead.
Because if he books 8-10 minutes, he just talks.
Oh, man, there we go. 2 hours with Kevin Smith.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's like he's like, oh, I'll do like a 10-minute. And then
I think
like,
Wally would settle for 10 minutes.
And because his 10 minutes became 2 hours.
Yep.
Like, and he could get it into the steel mill weekly.
Yeah, steel.
You know that.
The Gaspazi steel mill.
It's called
times.
The Steeler's Wheel.
The Steeler's Wheel.
Yeah. Thank you.
Love that. That's like my onion joke. Sorry, I'm not going
to... Danny has daddy.
Danny has daddy.
I was going to say daddy jokes, but that sounds just too dirty.
Yeah.
Danny's that father who makes these like cheesy jokes.
Okay.
That's what he does all day long.
Danny is a father who makes cheesy jokes.
Yes. Yeah.
How are you joking, Danny?
You make like bad dad jokes.
Bad dad jokes.
I'm not
just making shitty jokes, writing on bananas the Danny Payne way.
He is the office wacky guy.
I feel like we've mentioned the bananas way too many times. I think we have
Can I just ask how you write on the bananas?
The ballpoint
with
pen.
A pen or
yeah, with
or
a pen.
Or do you just I feel like I thought see I was looking at those pictures and I thought you were just sort of like tracing like a message into it with your nail or some sharp object.
I use a quill.
A quill.
I bring in my quill.
It's like the Marquis de Sade, like on vacation.
It's like a wax seal on the banana, and you're like, I don't understand. But he like opens the banana, closes it up, wax seal.
So you just get,
and then pause it.
You just get your little Bic pen out, and you just write on bananas.
I have to admit, it is that though.
No, he carves it with the knife, then he takes the Bic pen, cracks it up, and makes a prison tattoo on the banana skin.
Have you ever gotten a banana that you think is, oh, this I'm gonna write a bloody bod on this one, and then you end up like it's too ripe, and your pen just goes right through the banana. Thank you so much.
I have made the occasional misguided hole.
How many bananas have you ruined in your life?
How many bananas have you written on?
How many have I written on in my life?
Is this literally a daily occurrence? Because I feel like Talar seems to have been posting them daily.
But this week I've been using the same banana every day and using each side.
Oh, right.
It was gold because it needed to ripen up. But remember, my last banana went a bit black and spotty.
Go on.
So I got rid of that one and bought in a fresh banana. I thought I'd buy some green ones and try and make one last the week.
Do they have Post-its in England?
Oh, no, just bananas.
Just writing on yellow things and handing them off to a coworker. Post-it seems like the natural decision.
Yeah. Nope, yeah. Well, to be honest, bananas are probably the more natural decision if we're gonna split hairs about being natural on this one.
So far, there's been 8 bananas. I counted the pictures on my phone.
8 bananas. There you go.
In my mind, I thought it was more than that.
Are you gonna start your own Instagram feed of like Danny's bananas?
Have you ever had someone? Have you ever like written on the wrong person's banana? Like, have you ever like had something just there's go
no
off on
such
you?
There's no thing as the wrong person's banana, Wally.
Okay, so you're walking around, you see an open door to an office, and you see there's a banana there, and you just go nuts on it. You go nuts on the banana. You write your memoirs. You're writing a Dear John letter on it. Later that week, a memo comes down from Andy Nolman. A memo comes down from Andy Nolman saying, "Please, I don't want anybody in my office. There was an incident involving one of my bananas.
I want to see everyone's handwriting."
Everyone's handwriting. What am I asking? I mean, have you ever accidentally written on Andy Nolman's banana?
I've written on Andy Nolman's email address, but right. That's it. I have not touched his fruit.
You just start writing Andy Nolman's email addresses on bananas in the grocery store.
That's all I've done. Andy Nolman, if you're listening, and I'm sure Andy Nolman's a regular listener on this to this show. Oh, I've never written on your packed lunch.
He's the one, actually.
I love to hear that.
We can trace the IP, and it's always
it's always Andy.
I'm sure Stuart listens as well.
Oh yeah, probably Stuart probably listens.
Stuart would listen as well. So yeah, the family Nolman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we were thinking of actually branching out into oranges.
Yeah.
Recently, it was a discussion this week.
We actually discussed it.
And
last banana didn't get that many reactions.
Yeah, the banana was ignored.
Hard at work at the JFL office.
Yeah.
Listen, meanwhile, at the JFL office.
How about oranges?
No, we actually discussed.
That wouldn't work at all. That would not work at all because there's like, because you know why? I'll tell you why that won't work.
The oranges,
have an oil in the skin.
Well, they have a wax.
They have like a wax and there's like an oil in there.
Surely I could use a Sharpie on an orange though.
You can't, and don't call me Shirley.
Oh, he's bought that one out.
Thanks to Airplane.
My gosh, Leslie Nielsen, your legend lives on, my friend. In fact, when Leslie Nielsen died, it was possibly one of the funniest days on Facebook.
Probably.
Everyone put in their funniest Leslie Nielsen quote. It was absolutely gold. Sorry, that was a bit of a tangent from the fruit-based conversation that we were enjoying.
I think it needed to move on.
I was
about to say, I always like it when a celebrity dies. Because I was like when Michael Jackson died, and Michael Jackson was all over the radio, and I was like, yes! Like,
I gotta say,
what about Whitney Houston? Were you excited about
But you could listen to Michael Jackson whenever. You didn't have to die. Yeah, there's CDs and...
Yeah, but you would rarely, like...
His MySpace.
You wouldn't hear like Michael Jackson in, like, the store.
I think it's
and
a refresher.
You would. You'd be like, yeah, Michael Jackson.
It just refreshes your memory. Like, oh, I feel like Whitney Houston...
I feel like Whitney Houston might have been the funnier celebrity death, but it was the jokes you had to keep to yourself, you know?
Jazz?
We're going to cut that one part out.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut that part out.
Pause for edit.
Although, that could be a good bit of the stand-up. I like that. That could be the uncut stand-up.
I was in Brooklyn recently, and I saw a lady unironically wearing a T-shirt that said R.I.P. Whitney and, like, the years of her life on it. And I kind of wanted to buy the T-shirt right off her back because I would have worn it forever.
And how do you know it was not ironic? Because she was American, I guess. But
sure.
But was there?
R.I.P. Lindsay Lohan.
I feel like you're baiting me into making this discourse even more offensive. Anyway,
I would like to have an R.I.P. Lindsay Lohan.
You want an R.I.P. Lindsay Lohan shirt?
Someone's like, "Oh my God, really? No."
How about?
No, you have the R.I.P. T-shirt, but instead of having a date, a year of death, you just put a question mark.
No question mark, and then in brackets, probably 2016.
No, exactly. That's what
JFL
saying.
47.
JFL 47.
But it's like 2016 with a question mark.
Yeah,
like, I guess.
Ballpark.
Seems reasonable. I give her three more years.
Harsh. Very harsh.
Taking bets.
It sounds a bit like that TV show.
I'm gonna make that. I'm gonna make that T-shirt. That's gonna be my next Fringe show.
R.I.P. Lindsay Lohan.
Hey, knife fight. Your knife fight show. Are you going to rehash the knife fight anytime
probably
soon, Wally?
I
love that.
Did you hear about two men actually getting injured in a knife fight last night?
Nick Raz.
Inspired by Wally Shum.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ban Walter Ling.
So we've gotten to the point now where my friends...
Pete Marilyn Manson of Montreal.
Just talk to me because those guys don't seem to be...
Friends and family are now posting, like...
Knife fighting related.
...to news stories about actual stabbings.
Because they're like, hey, Walter, a knife fight.
Hey, Walter, two people did something with knives.
They're really badly
And I commented, you know, if you keep linking these stories about stabbings on my wall, it's going to look really bad.
There's no such thing as bad PR.
Yeah,
back.
There is.
Yeah, when there is.
When you're associated with actual death.
Yeah.
Hey, Walter,
yeah.
Just really, really quick, let's just touch on this just super fast. You have not given a shit about your PR for at least a month.
Has he ever given a shit about Summer of Darkness?
I haven't given a shit about my what?
Your PR.
Has he ever given a shit about his PR?
I mean, I'm welcoming you guys to represent me anytime you want. That door's always open.
Did Wally ever have PR?
Who did your PR, Wally?
I have an agent.
Do you need PR?
Do I need PR, Wally? I have an agent.
I feel you know everyone.
That was a random answer.
I can always know more people, though. Talara says I know everyone I need to know.
5-2.
I mean,
this is podcast gold here. The whole two conversations.
Sorry.
Can we get a couple more mics, maybe, and get the waiter in on this one next time? Maybe Mike
really
the waiter.
I really want that waiter who had a hard time with beer orders and wasn't the person who brought us the beer. Like,
the waiter's name is not
else.
Mike, by the way.
Mike the waiter.
But Walter's been hashtag Summer of Darkness, where he feels he can do anything, and he doesn't.
That's not the essence of the Summer of Darkness. You don't understand.
Okay,
it's Summer of Darkness.
He's done a heel turn in wrestling, not realizing that it's his real life that he's done a heel turn,
and that he's inspired. I don't know.
And you feel that like September's gonna roll around, and you're gonna be like, I'm back and I'm a face, and people are gonna be like, No, Walter,
you did too many terrible things.
You can't just be a wrestler and be a good guy for like 2 months or a bad guy for 2-3 months, and then switch around and be like, joke's on you, I was good all along, it was just for the title.
Could you be a wrestler? Could you and Mike Patterson be wrestlers together? This could be
I think they should both manage teams that fight each other.
I'd like to be a ref. I'd like to start out as a ref.
Start as a ref?
Yeah.
They start out as a ref and work their way up?
Yeah.
Or do wrestlers kind of start out as wrestlers and then work their way down to ref when
old? Well, you start out, I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing here, you guys.
I've been really good here, and Talara's here. I've tried not to talk about wrestling.
And now you see.
I was prepared for that.
Nicely
done.
But you see how good I've been?
Yeah.
And these two guys are trying to, like, force it on me. Fuck
Is there
you.
Any wrestling in JFL, Talara, yes or no?
Say that again?
Is there any wrestling in JFL this year, yes or no?
JFL 42 or...
At 42 there is, but we can't talk about that. It's not our mandate.
When you say...
Comic Crow, there's tons of wrestling.
When you say wrestling at JFL, are we talking on the shows or in the office?
Oh, yeah.
I went there.
Yeah. Office.
There's no wrestling whatsoever.
Really, there's nothing?
I would never work somewhere where there was wrestling.
Huh?
I wouldn't work anywhere where there was wrestling.
And Mike Patterson and other wrestling fans to be the referees on a certain tug of war.
Right, there's going to be a tug of war, guys.
Okay.
A tug of war.
That's almost
listen
wrestling.
Listen up. Listen up.
Is this real? Is this a thing?
It's a real thing.
Real. What is it?
For the first time ever,
okay.
Just for laughs and just pour rire.
This is our mandate. We can talk about
this. This is our mandate, right?
Okay.
So just for
42 minutes, we've hit your mandate.
Just pour rire. For the first time ever, are co-producing a show, and it's called, very originally, The Bilingual Show.
Oh, okay.
And guess what The Bilingual Show is about?
It's about French and English comedians.
You're so smart.
That's not my guess was going to be, but I'll just keep my answer to myself.
Please don't, Wally.
What was it? Come on, Walter. Summer Darkness.
I was gonna say.
You can't say something like that and then not say it.
Okay, set me up again. Okay. Set me up again.
The show is called The Bilingual Show, and we all know what that means.
It means that you guys are getting grants again this year. Hey!
Yes.
We're gonna cut that bit.
I was just saying.
This was a ZooFest show last year, and now it's.
Was it?
Keith
is just making shit up. He's
fucked. No, because Henwood and Morgan were on the bilingual show. Or it was like bilingual show. English
it was hardcore French. ZooFest. It wasn't
Can
ZooFest
we get back to this tug of war?
It was a ZooFest thing.
So you're gonna pit the...
So we're going to have the English comedians.
So in the spirit of linguistic harmony, you're going to get them to fight.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
There's nothing solves problems like a good old ruckus.
Right.
Yeah.
But Mike Patterson's on the English team, so we'll need a ref. We'll need someone in the
middle. He does French shows all the time. Don't trust him. I'm calling it right now. I'm calling it right now. Mike is going to pull a hard heel turn at this bilingual show, and he's going to and he's going to turn his allegiances towards.
He like drops the rope and he's like, "Vive le Québec libre!
Yeah. Vive le Québec libre! Well, Alouette!" No, we're not.
What does that say?
Say it.
Hello, who's listening? I just found this piece of Jenga, and it says, you are now your fave superhero. Act like it for the rest of the tour?
The tour? Year?
I can't read, it's really poorly written.
Could be the tour, could be a band.
Hello.
Of the route.
And are you going to act like your favorite superhero for the rest of the tour, route, day, week, month?
Very dangerous thing because I have several superheroes. Oh, so man. I would probably end up being like a superhero that's got multiple personalities.
Schizo woman.
Straight up schizo woman. Walter's making a vibe.
The other one, this one's really cool. So you wear a coaster eye patch. I'm on that.
Cool.
Here you go. Uh-oh.
Danny Payne enabling. I would get it. I'd get a fresh one.
Fresh eye patch. We're gonna see you back here in 5 minutes with an eye patch.
You know what? Fun fact: there's Jenga pieces that are hidden all over the bar. Yeah.
Shit.
So she's gonna be acting like a superhero.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. If you find five, you get a free pint.
Oh, yeah. Is that a real thing, or are you just making
it? It is now.
It's a thing now. At this location that we dare not say location. Its name.
Yes, please. Otherwise,
I'd like you to
blow the whole roof.
It's a load-bearing Jenga piece.
Great. Yeah. Thank you very much, Jenga
thank
lady.
Thank you so much. That was fun and unexpected.
The hell was that?
Yeah, we're not doing a podcast here again.
She wouldn't put my coaster on her eye.
I enjoyed it throughout that entire interaction.
You think she'd sign my banana?
I was thinking it was super funny. Tilara was like, what the fuck? Tilara had a serious, angry face
on. I wasn't angry. I was just like...
No, I have a serious angry face.
No, I'm still smiling on that.
Did you make a vine?
I vined it, yeah.
I just was confused.
That wasn't an angry face. So I was smiling and chirpy.
There you go. It's rare, so enjoy it.
All right.
Yeah, honestly, enjoy it.
So we're going to give you guys like a few uninterrupted minutes to tell us about what we should do, because then we have to go to five questions. So what should we do at JFL? Like, what's the big... shit, other than the
big shit.
The
off big JFL shit. For you guys. Come on. You guys JFL. Are off JFL. You're listening to the people. This is very off JFL.
And off JFL is part of your mandate? Are you allowed to talk about it?
I'm very excited.
Did I just talk about it, Keith?
Yeah, but you also talked about
it. Throw a few more names. Throw a few more names from off JFL.
I did enjoy the Jenga. To be honest, the Jenga conversation was supposed to be...
Also, I don't want to do your guys' job for you here or anything, but why don't you talk about the financial incentive of off JFL. Because there's some pretty sweet deals with this off JFL.
Yeah,
thing,
right?
I heard so.
Two tickets. $30.
That's pretty good.
Whoa.
And there's a lot of good stuff.
There's some great stuff. And the thing is, the off JFL guys, they play in these intimate venues and they're cheap gigs. But in 2 years' time, they're going to be playing the big shows and the fucking
is this
40
a
pre- bucks
is this
a ticket.
Year that there was an off JFL? Or
it's
like
ZooFest.
It used to
it's
be
last
year's
ZooFest. Yeah.
Okay.
And now it's off JFL.
Because no. All I remember was last year we had Paula Tompkins at the Montreal Improv.
Yeah.
I was like, and that's amazing. Because you're like, Paula Tompkins is like a recognizable name and not necessarily the biggest name or whatever, but in a venue that seats like 30 people
was
the coolest thing.
That's
ever.
What it's about. That's what it's about. And I'll tell you another thing to check out. Setlist. Comedy Without a Net.
Oh, yeah.
The Improv Night up at Mainline.
That was launched last year, right?
Jeez, last year. It was like Jimmy Carr doing this... improvised comedy in front of 25 people at Mainline. Like, mad shit going on. And he was gold as well.
Oh, is Jimmy Carr, is he new, or...?
Is he new, Jimmy Carr?
No, I'm fucking with you.
In Britain, the man is a household name.
I was about to say, Jimmy Carr has been to this festival every single year since I started working at Just for Laughs.
He's one of my faves.
I like Jimmy Carr.
He's like an English Bobby Slayton.
He's an English Bobby Slayton.
I'm gonna cut this bit.
I'm just gonna describe everything good as an English.
And on that statement, I'm gonna get fired.
Jimmy Carr's great, and Jimmy Carr on the Nasty Show this year is going to be fucking fun. Look at these two having their private conversation.
What are they talking about? And they're making mostly facial recognition.
Visual gags do not work on a podcast.
Jimmy Carr is a great comedian.
He is. I know. I'm fucking around.
He is an amazing guy.
Excellent comedian.
What did I see him at last year?
I mean, I can't really understand the accent, but whatever.
Last year also, he was around a lot.
This year,
off JFL is your best comedy.
It only comes out when I screw with Danny.
Now it's off JFL.
Now it's
he didn't
off
just screw me, by the way.
Screw with.
Okay.
So what else should they see? Talk of the Fest.
Talk of the Fest.
Joan Rivers.
Set list.
Joan Rivers.
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy
Muppets.
Griffin. Kristen Chenoweth.
Kristen Chenoweth from Glee.
Kristen Chenoweth.
You know she was married to Aaron Sorkin?
Was she?
Yep. Or she went out. She was like a long-term girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now he's changed his tune.
She's why he hates Christians.
She hates Christians
now? She's that character in every single Aaron Sorkin
if you
show.
You know why there's always that character?
Because of her.
It's because of Kristen Chenoweth.
Wow.
Could you interview her about this?
Please. Hey, you guys want to set me up with an interview with Kristen Chenoweth? I'll gladly take that. Like,
well,
do I have to like lower the pitch
on
my phone? Or?
We'll probe into it.
I'm on it.
Did you ever watch that video, that clip of the...
I'm just maintaining a silence here as I look around the room.
If you want to go on YouTube and look up, like, Aaron Sorkin expressions or whatever, where it's, like, how he's written the same line of dialogue, like, repeatedly in almost every one of his shows.
Right.
Like, similar catchphrases, similar, like, everything, and you're, like, similar euphemisms, and you're just, like, I love it. I could watch Aaron Sorkin for hours. Yeah.
There's
don't
the Aaron Sorkin formula. If you watch his shows back to back to back,
yeah.
His series.
You're like, wait a second, are you publishing the news? Are you in a sports team or are you the president?
Exactly.
Who knows?
The formula, there's always the neurotic girl.
Maybe you just made Facebook. I can't tell, but you're doing one of those things. You know?
He hasn't written a good female character since Allison Janney from The West Wing. Like,
no. I like what's her name.
So you're a circuit fan, but you only got on in Studio 60?
Yeah.
I like Studio 60
a
lot.
No, Studio 60, Sports Night.
Sports Night's amazing.
So you like Sports Night?
Yeah.
Not West Wing?
No.
Did you watch Studio
60? You're not a political person.
Newsroom, for fuck's sake.
I'm just not into
politics.
She's not into the political side of it.
I like Newsroom, but because Newsroom isn't as intense as West Wing. West Wing, because you need to know about American politics.
No, you don't. Not really.
Sometimes they say filibuster, and I don't know
what it means. Because after 5 episodes of West Wing, I kind of lost interest.
I don't know if a filibuster is a person or a thing.
To think, do I need to explain to you what a filibuster is? You talk and talk and talk, and you talk so much that you don't give the other person a chance to speak, and you shoot down the.
So it could
thing.
Be a person.
No, it's a speech. It's a kind of speech.
Similar to how we're doing.
Exactly.
But now they're like, she did a filibuster on Twitter, and you're like, what? But then how is that just she's tweeting nonstop?
No, first of all, nobody would use filibuster
what?
In that context.
That was a nice touch. I like that one.
Yeah. I still don't think you probably
I'm North American.
When you do your little write-up, say nothing, it'll start off with like the actual Merriam-Webster dictionary definition of filibuster.
Okay,
filibuster.
What I'm going to use then is I'm going to use a link.
Who
to the news
the
misusing that
Oxford
word.
English.
This is the worst
is that
interview
a new dictionary?
Ever.
Oxford English.
Is that like an English Merriam-Webster? Is that like a British
it's
Merriam-Webster?
It's like the version of the North American one, yeah. But going back to Talar's non-enjoyment of political or newsy comedy, it's...
West Wing isn't a comedy.
We had
not by
drama
any means.
Or whatever. We
nope.
had a conversation about getting rid of pennies earlier on in the day in the office. And Talar said, you know, I thought it was great they got rid of the pennies.
That's really bad.
They should get rid of the dimes and nickels now. The dimes and nickels. And one of our guys, who's actually an MBA, pretty smart guy, said, actually, that would harm the Canadian currency. And we put the country in a financial, because of the import-export business, it wouldn't. And he gave us this great explanation about why we shouldn't get rid of dimes and nickels. And Talar's face was a picture, and she's like, but it makes my purse heavy, like. I'd rather, like, just get rid of them because, like, you know, they're a pain in the butt.
That's now my impersonation of Talar. But it makes my purse heavy, like.
I'd rather not have them. And I have to count in tens and fives. Like, fuck that shit. Like, I don't want to be fucking doing that. Like,
I never mind nothing.
If I don't wear my belt, it pulls my trousers down. The harm of this political side, the finance of the Canadian infrastructure. Yeah. It's like, nah, fuck that, Gav.
I don't know who's who anymore. I don't know who's talking anymore. Like,
I hear this story. Like,
I don't know who's the narrator. I don't know when you're just narrating.
Sorry. I can only do that impression in a British accent.
Like, this is like a Christmas carol, a Christmas carol as read by Michael Caine. Like,
all this to say,
not
I'm
a lot of people
kind of
know
change.
That.
I don't like change. I don't like dimes and nickels. So but I was happy when they discontinued the penny. Now I
it's
want
like
them.
It's like you don't like you don't like change, but you do like change. You know, like.
Like ZooFest comedy becoming off JFL.
Yeah, there you go.
But have you ever had those moments where you're like, I can't afford another drink, then you empty your pocket, it's Toonies and Loonies, and you're like, I can afford two more drinks.
Yeah.
That's the
Loonies
best.
Loonies and Toonies are okay. Loonies, Toonies, and Quarters are okay. Dimes and nickels have got to go.
All right. So you're all right. Like, small
the campaign starts here.
Small domination change.
Go plug monetary change.
Walter, are you ready for five questions?
Let's jump to the five questions.
You ready for five questions?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm super ready.
Sorry, that was like getting to the best bit of the podcast right? then, I thought. And now
we always like cutting off the momentum.
Let's not mince words.
The momentum was getting too good. We got to do five questions.
That was Sean, Montreal's fifth funniest person.
He's intimidated by your comedy.
I'm intimidated by him.
So he's cutting you off.
I'm intimidated by Lisa Lee.
Let's bring her back in the conversation.
Let's get Lisa on the show.
He's got to get on the show, and especially after a pint.
Yeah.
Half a glass of wine is
more.
Keith and I once tried to show Lisa Lee how to play video games, and it was the best afternoon of our young lives.
Yes.
Five questions, Walter. Five questions.
We took a Friday afternoon off, and we played Far Cry 3 at
with
Keith's
Michael
place.
Mando.
No, Michael Mando was not there.
No, but Far Cry 3 with Michael Mando.
Oh, no.
Like, starring Michael Mando. Like, I was doing the credits.
I felt like a child who cut school. We were at your place.
Yes.
And we were playing video games for an entire afternoon.
Drinking beer.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been the entire afternoon, but we had to show you how to walk.
Did you watch wrestling? Watch wrestling?
We were watching wrestling before they showed up, though. We were watching Rise and Fall.
We actually
were watching Rise and Fall of VCW.
Yeah. So we do this little five-question segment. Do you remember the five-question segment?
No.
We ask five questions, the same questions.
First question.
So how does this work?
Can we share the five questions?
No, you're going to answer both. You're both going to answer them.
Okay.
It's going to be rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Wow.
Favorite childhood toy? Talar.
Barbie.
What?
Barbie?
Good.
Do you have a lot of them?
Simple.
I had a collection, yeah.
Did you have, like, her relatives?
I had the house, the car.
The Corvette?
Kelly and shit like that? Or?
No, I had the original Barbie. I didn't like Kelly. I just wanted
You never
Barbie.
Got Kelly?
I never got Kelly.
But you had a bunch of Barbies, so you were like, this is a cloning situation.
Right. I had the skiing Barbie, the housewife Barbie.
But don't they all... Did you cut
their
true or false?
I did
My
cut
sister
their
cut their hair.
True or false, they all look the same naked.
They do all look the same.
So
if you disfigure, like you're saying, you cut the hair, or no, you didn't. Your sister did. But
whatever. Maybe I did a couple.
Does that mean something? It's like a little.
No, it's like
would Sigmund Freud have a field day?
I had like 10.
Or
so
just
one of them
creative?
Had short hair. The other one
exactly.
Had red hair.
They need to have
I
different hair.
Took my marker and I colored her hair.
Cool.
You know, one of them was a punk.
Danny Payne favorite
Jimmy
toy.
Kendall's.
One.
I've already done this five. Did I answer this? Anyway, my favorite toy I remember now was a Jack in the Box. It was lethal with all these fucking metal wires poking out of it, but it was Tom from Tom and Jerry. And it played...
We have done this before
Pop goes a weasel.
We're going to have to cross-reference. I know he said Jack in the Box. Talar, second question, favorite drink?
Jameson.
Favorite
Already
drink,
mentioned his podcast.
Favorite drink?
Yeah.
English breakfast tea, milk, no sugar.
And that right there is the difference between me and Danny.
What?
It's fine. Why are you like...
I like a cup of tea. What's wrong with that?
And I like my whiskey.
Yeah, but you don't want to drink whiskey at 10 a.m. in the office, baby.
That's what you think.
No, No, you said you don't want to. The word is you can't drink whiskey at 10 a.m. You don't want to is you absolutely
want
to.
Oh, I do want to. Especially with the line
you
of
need
work.
To see someone.
Especially in our line of work.
I get so
Jamie
jealous.
And Tiny.
I watch a lot of Mad Men. And I'm always like, why can't that be now? Or I'm just like, I'm having a hard afternoon.
Oh, Keith,
fucking
it can.
I know.
We'll talk off the record.
I was gonna say. I was gonna say. I don't even keep liquor at my desk. But I'm like, what? But I was thinking this.
Like
why don't I?
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, like the old 70s detective shows with a bottle of whiskey in the jaw, kind of. Like, yeah, they playing the Stone Roses in this pub. Down,
are
down,
they?
You bring me down. It sounds like I Am the Resurrection.
It might be. It's
probably not that.
This is the first time ever.
I Am the Resurrection.
This is the very first time ever
one
in
of the greatest
Montreal
songs of all time.
I hear the Stone Roses in a bar.
What question are we at?
Question number three. Best time ever. Don't think about it too hard. Best time ever. Go.
Coachella.
Which one?
Sounds legit.
Last year and this year.
Oh, you went this year too?
I went this year
very
too.
Cool.
So, but you saw Hologram Tupac.
Yeah, I saw Hologram Tupac.
So was
it
that
literally
one?
Was the best time ever.
Did you
smoke
some cough medicine?
I did. I took some cough medicine. California's best cough medicine.
Yeah, wow. I bet you
so
did.
So what was better? What was better last year or this year?
Last year was better.
Because of Hologram Tupac?
Music-wise, it was better last year.
Okay. Hologram Tupac
wise,
was last year.
It was better this year.
Huh? Hologram Tupac was last year.
Yeah,
that's what I said. What was better last year or this year? She said last year.
Yeah.
She said music was better last year. fun was better this year.
Yeah.
It depends
yeah,
on the nice. Cough medicine that you get.
Danny Payne, best time, better not involve the Queen.
Go. Every... yeah, the day the Queen died.
And what?
Every single weekend I've been at Glastonbury, and also New Year's Eve 2000.
You can't have like five answers.
On a 3-day rave on a beach in Brazil.
Were you the one who told me the thing about the cast and Glastonbury in the mud? Was that
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah,
that was
story? Yeah. Glastonbury 2005. Yeah.
Go see Go Plug Yourself with Danny
See
Payne,
reference, go plug yourself.
You just gave three answers.
Hey, the day the Queen died, that hasn't happened yet. So
it's
that
okay.
was
Some
lie.
People can barely give one.
Every
so.
Weekend at Glastonbury, fine. All and right. then. New Year's Eve 2000 in Brazil. Come on.
Right. All right. I'll give you that.
Now, this is really...
at my wedding
day. I feel bad asking this to Talar. So, you know.
Because I'm a girl.
Because you're a girl.
This is a question. Lisa is her mom.
And Lisa is your mom. She let you come out and do the podcast.
She let me come out and play.
This is a question submitted from Montreal Indie Wrestlers.
It is I Am the Resurrection.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting it is.
Giant Tiger and Twiggy.
Two wrestlers asked this question.
What song? What is your favorite song to have sex to? And wow. not for real.
I don't remember.
How did you talk about wrestling in the lead up to that? Did you just talk about wrestling?
No, because it was wrestlers who asked this question.
I have no recollection of that being the question.
No, yeah, I neither did I. I was like, this is a surprise to me when I listened to it.
I honestly don't have an answer for that because I don't really.
Then what song would you like to have sex with? Two.
Keith sleezed it up so hard right now. He's like, yeah, but which one would you like to, though? Yeah, but give me an answer.
Like, no, but
it's hard to say.
It's hard to say?
It's really hard to say.
If you could, in the moment...
Happy birthday.
Press, like wave your hand and a song would start playing?
For once in my life.
You know what, actually, I would have to say White Pony from the Deftones. The whole entire
that's
not album.
Bad. It's like,
every time I listen to that album, I just feel like it's sexy. It's a sexy album.
Agreed. This is why I didn't want to ask Talar. Now I feel awkward.
But you did.
I had to. It was Giant Tiger and Twiggy. So, eligible
same question for me?
Singles of Montreal, White Pony, by the Deftones. Make sure it's on your iPod at JFL.
Just in case.
Just in case Talar gets a little crazy. Just like, yeah, just play it.
She drinks that whiskey that she's got stashed at the office.
By 11 o'clock. People are going to show up in the press room with a bottle of Jameson and a copy of White Pony.
Here we go.
Andy Nolman is going to come down with his signed banana. Check into Lars' hand.
Signed by Deftones. They're like, yes.
Pain,
song to have sex to.
The French version of R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly.
Jesus Christ.
Je crois, je peux voler. Je crois, je peux toucher.
Is that an actual thing?
Are you making this up?
Yes. But wouldn't it be a great song to have sex to?
It would be awful. The last question.
You get to ask a question. You need to, as a duo, agree to a question that you want to ask our future guest.
Your future guest.
Yeah, we don't know who it is. Could be someone good. Could be a filler.
I would say... Sorry.
I'm going to let Danny take this one.
No, I was just going to say, which member of the British monarchy, past or present, alive or dead, would you most like to have sex with?
I like that.
Well, No, she's not monarchy. I was going to be like Pippa, but she's...
No, anyone. Okay, yeah, related. Yeah.
Related.
Okay. Go on, we'll do it by marriage.
Because I would go with Pippa Middleton.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it about her?
Understandably.
Can you explain what it is about her?
She's pretty tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much what
I
it
find
is.
Her very ordinary.
Okay, but if my choice, like, none, because there's no members of the monarchy that I've been like, yeah.
Princess Diana.
She's
pre-dead.
All over the place. First of all, she's all over the place because everybody thinks she's attractive. She's not an unattractive person, but I find her extremely ordinary, and I don't understand what her appeal is.
I can understand a lot of girls thinking King Henry VIII would have been a good shame. Don't you think? He had eight wives. He chopped some heads off. He must have had something going for him.
I was gonna be like, I want Anne Boleyn as played by what's her face in The Tudors. In the show The Tudors, I want that Anne Boleyn.
So is that gonna be our question?
No, because Talar didn't agree. Talar didn't sign off on it.
What would your question be? Well,
that's
he's
like
looking
dead
deeply
air.
Depressed.
We gotta go, Walter. We know. We're wrapping it up.
Walter just.
He gave us
Walter
the PR
that
finger.
Walter doesn't know what that means.
He knows that finger because he knows that That's what I do when I have to like get someone to wrap up the interview.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but when you were when but you
I've
also
given him
but
that
Walter also
so many times.
Walter also uses that finger to mean keep it going.
No, that's
clearly wrap it up.
Bigger circles.
I think he uses two hands as well, but that kind of motion.
Same gestures. Keep it going. Wrap it up.
Also a DDT. Also a DDT is coming.
Also a DDT.
So, okay, I think I can...
See, he did it. He fucking did it. He did it on his own accord. Brought in some wrestling terminology.
Yeah, but you knew what it was, though, asshole.
DDT. Jake the Snake Pig.
Let's keep the monarchy question.
You want it? You're good with it? You don't want to tag...
I was a child once.
You don't want to tag it up?
I know what wrestling is.
I'm having a hard time thinking of a really good question.
It could be like a two-parter.
Visual gag again.
Yeah, visual gags.
Great. Come on, Talar.
Okay, wait, Talar got something. I saw
what
that.
What about the Armenian monarchy?
There is no Armenian monarchy.
Did they have
yet.
One ever?
Yet.
Yet. maybe.
What's your question?
I was going to say.
What's your question? You had something.
And before I got it, I was going to say, if you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would
I'm
you
be?
I'm
going with the monarchy one.
I thought you were going to name a tree then. I'm going with oak. I thought that was going to
typically,
be...
Typically, no, I'd go with the lurch.
If you were going to be an animal, what kind of animal...
Hey, no, what about the Montreal dog blog question, which they would have asked Jay Baruchel today, would have been, what kind of dog do you like most?
Montreal dog blog got an interview with Jay Baruchel.
Yeah, they only had 20 minutes, though.
Take 20 minutes, send them our way.
We give Walter 8 minutes and dog blog 20 minutes.
There's a lot to talk about in the canine world.
Wow.
And he doesn't like dogs either.
So
he's
are you going to go monarchy?
No, actually, I'm just going to pay up. Yeah. I'm
going to pay up.
Yeah.
As well,
I'm going to go over to pay up.
Yeah, the dog.
A settle up to pay. I would like to pay. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
here we go.
I don't.
Can I just. I'm just going to go pay the bar. It's fine. Okay.
So we're going with the monarchy? Talar, are we staying with the monarchy?
Yeah, let's stay with the monarchy.
All right, cool. So just for last, when's the official kickoff?
July 10.
July 10, so a day after this happens. So this is happening, you're like, you are missing stuff.
Yeah.
This podcast.
July 10th, the Ethnic Show, Club Soda.
Don't know that's, they can't do that. This,
July 10th.
This goes up July 11th.
So let's say it starts July 11th.
Starts July 11th.
Starts right
Club
now,
Soda.
Guys.
Starts right
Ethnic
now.
Show.
Starts right now.
Go to the website.
Hahaha.com.
Easy to remember.
Or .com if you're just French.
Or .com.
Navigate it with all of your might and try to find the show. That you want to go see.
Buy your tickets.
What are you trying to say about that website?
Absolutely nothing.
Tickets are flying off the shelves.
Oh my gosh. Were they on shelves?
They were on shelves. Like hotcakes.
Old school.
They're selling
old school ticket sales technique from Just for Laughs.
Nice.
You guys need to get your tickets.
I still can't believe you haven't heard the French version of R. Kelly's I Can Believe I Can Fly.
Walter, do you have closing words?
Pay my bill. But thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us. This was the worst interview I've ever witnessed in my entire life.
It was really good.
It was
better than our normal episode.
You keep saying worst, and this is really this is 40, I think.
If I
think this is 40
show,
for us.
Guys, it would be so much better.
This is episode 40.
This is actually
going to
be episode 40, so congrats to you guys.
It's a landmark. Thanks, guys.
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?